Everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics at 4:30 p.m. Rainy 4:30 p.m. where I am. We've had rain all day and some winds. I'm waiting for this weather to get really sour, but it really hasn't. So maybe we're lucky in that sense. It is the 2nd of August. Looking forward to hopefully some sunny weather this week. Anyway, I am going to start us out with a clip. That's no surprise. So let's listen.
Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
You think it was over the line?
I don't know, because I don't know her, but it was nasty.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
I think he's got a problem.
What do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool.
The island was an absolute cesspool. And now, with the judge ordering this data dump of suppressed FBI documents and Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell documents, we learned that Mueller and the Clintons and all of them were involved suppressing information about themselves and how they were running these child molesting blackmail rings that was being managed by the Clinton-Obama era FBI at the top. And we also in the documents learned that they tried to have the FBI implicate Donald John Trump because, as we've told you years ago, he was a confidential informant to the FBI in Palm Beach, saying that the word is Epstein is engaged in criminal activity with underage girls. Everybody knows Donald Trump doesn't like little girls. Donald Trump likes intimidating bombshell females, powerful type A females. I've never been since I was a
This podcast is brought
women.
To you by...
I'm not intimidated by men, but I have met Melania Trump just once, and I was intimidated. Talk about Wonder Woman. That's the type of powerful man that wants a powerful woman. And so I'm the same way. I mean, I'm like Sir Mix-a-Lot says, I like a big, juicy, you know, the whole nine yards. I would never be attracted to a little girl because I'm empowered. I want a powerful woman. But these pedophiles, they want to suck the energy off these little girls, little boys. They want to be creepy. Weinstein's really gross. He likes to have underage girls like clean, reportedly like skin growths under his belly, and he has a vagina as well. Reportedly, he's a hermaphrodite. I mean, can you imagine all of this? He like makes like 15-year-old girls. He starts throwing up when he's like all stinking and gross, and they have to go like pet on him and everything. I mean, it's all about humiliation. And I'm sorry to tell you all that, folks, but I think you really need to know. And it's the same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. He has sexually deformed genitals. You don't get in the globalist club unless you're really screwed up. They're fallen. They're diseased. They're inbred globalists. And that's why they don't like those of us that aren't, and why they want to make us twisted and fallen and ugly like them. Get the British royalty all inbred as well. So it's all a bunch of inbred, hunchbacked demons who get all the power because they want the power, because they don't have the power. So now it's all coming out. Oh, another little surprise way before October, and I really like how Trump's attacking now. Don't wait until October. Attack, launch everything now, and then launch even more, because there's such a treasure trove. You could release bombshells every 30 seconds from now until the election and not burn down the deep state quick enough. And there is just so much. And so these New World Order types that think that they are going to burn down the country and destroy it and hand it over to the Chi-Coms, you got another thing coming. Because what did Von Bismarck say? God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America. So count our lucky stars again. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. by the way, there's so much huge news that I have trouble even dealing with it. I was shown secret documents yesterday by APD that I'm not allowed to show you on air about how this Saturday they're planning to take over the police station and burn it down. They're actually trafficking this at meetings run by the Democrats. I mean, hell, the city council says they're going to blow it up, blow up the police station. Hell, that's public. And now they're going to have Overwatch snipers all over on top of parking garages that they're planning to shoot police and citizens if anyone stops Antifa taking control of major roads and setting up checkpoints. I'm not kidding. So you're going to have UT Tower shootings this weekend, I guess.
Well, I guess the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation isn't done yet. I didn't know that, but I guess more people will be incriminated. Now, of course, it seems that the Clintons are completely immune to all this. The deep state people are not going to be prosecuted. At least they sure haven't been yet. So I'm a little skeptical on if anything else is going to happen. I have another clip here from Mike Adams. He has a website called pandemic.news. And he has an interesting take on vaccines and how these vaccines will not really be effective for the coronavirus. And, well, I'm going to let
HealthRangersStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
Pandemic.news update for July 15th, I believe. Mike Adams here. I got news for you. Vaccines are not going to work for the coronavirus. And here's how we know that. Many good studies are coming out showing that even when people build antibodies in response to infections of the coronavirus, those antibodies fade and become ineffective in a period of typically about 3 months. And the studies show that those who have the strongest antibodies or the most long-lasting are the people who have the most aggressive symptoms. You know, that is the coughing and the respiratory symptoms and the nausea and the nervous system disorders and so on. In other words, the stronger the attack is on your body, the more damage the virus is actually doing to you, the more your body responds with antibodies that last longer. If you don't show any symptoms and you get it and you beat it, totally asymptomatic, your antibodies don't last very long, which also means that if they're injecting this upcoming vaccine into people who have shown no symptoms, who have not been infected by a wild-type virus, and who don't suffer aggressive, you know, indications of the infection, their antibodies aren't going to last very long at all. Now, the vaccine industry probably already knows this because they're running the trials, but they just want to sell vaccine to governments around the world at $600 a dose so they can make hundreds of billions of dollars selling vaccines that they know probably won't work beyond 90 days. So there are two implications of this. Number one is this virus is not going to go away. When the virus is mutating, the antibodies don't last very long. It's mutating to become more transmissible, so it's going to be caught more easily. But at the same time, it's adapting better to its host in terms of reduced fatality. So the virus isn't going away. It's going to keep mutating and circulating. It's become endemic to the population. The vaccines won't work. And the only thing that's really going to work long-term is for people to have better nutrition and for time to cause the virus to mutate to become less lethal, which has already begun. Eventually, everybody gets exposed. Those who have weak or suppressed immune systems die. You know, herd immunity, as they say. But the other implication of this is that once the vaccine industry starts admitting that their antibodies don't last very long, they will call for 3 or 4 annual vaccine shots for everybody. And this is the perfect marketing scam to say, oh, one vaccine shot doesn't really generate long-lasting antibodies. People are going to need booster shots, a second shot, a third shot, a fourth shot. So therefore, the governments have to buy a second dose, a third dose, a fourth dose, and so on. Oh, hundreds of billions of dollars are flowing into the coffers of the vaccine makers whose products do not work. But the governments will be, of course, panicked into buying these vaccines anyway. This is on top of the government's spending, well, the U.S. government, trillions of dollars funding people in their bailout, unemployment, disasters, you know, giving people money to stay at home and not work, things like that, bailing out the stock market, bailing out the banks, bailing out the airlines, trillions upon trillions of dollars. So governments are going to go beyond bankrupt, buying vaccines that don't work and trying to save everything from going bankrupt. This is where we are. When the answer all along should have been, and frankly, as I laid out in February and early March, I said a 28-day lockdown followed by nutrition, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and precautionary masks in public places. That's all we needed to do to beat this. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need to have 3 months of punitive lockdowns. None of that stuff. 28-day lockdown was the max that we needed. And in retrospect, probably could have been just 14 days. But I called for a 28-day lockdown one time to break the cycle and then to reopen with precautions, with nutrition for the most part and hydroxychloroquine use in hospitals, in public places. Not mandatory, not criminalizing people if they don't, but just suggesting it. That's all. And we could have solved this thing. Instead, we had months of lockdowns. We had the science establishment destroying hydroxychloroquine with fake rigged science in the Lancet Journal and the New England Journal of Medicine as well, just rigged junk science. Now we've got these fake tests coming out of Florida and probably other places where the state is just reporting 100% positive rate for every person who was tested in hundreds of different testing sites. They just say they're all positive, 100%. That's rigged. It's fake. You can't have 100% positive rate. I mean, the real answer is probably more like, you know, 5 to 10% positive rate. That's more typical, not 100%. And then you've got Governor Newsom of California that's locking down the state again, and similar things trending that way in New York and other places as well. This, the handling of this, especially by the governors of Democrat states, has been disastrous. Just disastrous. And the science establishment and its attempted handling of this, including the NIH and Dr. Fauci, has also been a criminal fiasco, a criminal conspiracy against America to deprive the American people of treatments that work and to avoid mentioning the nutrients that work. Along with that, the FDA raiding churches that are talking about chlorine dioxide, Google now banning all ads about colloidal silver, calling it dangerous. I mean, the attacks on medicine and treatments that could work have been unprecedented, proving that this big pharma-controlled nation, which I've called a pharma state, is willing to see potentially long-term millions of people killed just to protect the profits of the vaccine industry, even when they're selling a vaccine that isn't going to work. Oh yeah, it might build antibodies in patients, you know, that's how they'll get it approved. They'll say, oh, look, FDA, we gave people these shots and then they had antibodies. And the FDA will say, great, it works, approved. But because they're not doing any long-term testing, 90 days later or 120 days later, oh, the antibodies are gone. Those people got the vaccine shot and they're no longer immune. What do you do then? Well, doesn't matter because the science industry, the vaccine industry, pharmaceutical cartels, all they want to do is sell more products that do not work. That's their entire revenue model. Selling you drugs and vaccines that don't work. Statin drugs don't work to save lives from heart attacks.
Well, if you get a vaccine, the antibodies are going to be gone in 3 or 4 months. So why not just avoid the vaccine? That was Mike Adams from pandemic.news. We're going to move on to Contact Report 246. And Billy is speaking with Billy says, thank you. My next question relates to the freezing or shock freezing of all kinds of life forms. If, for example, a person is shock frozen for any reason, perhaps to overcome time, etc., then I assume that this person is in a kind of apparent death. This means, however, that the spirit form does not leave the body, but remains in it until the time when the body is revived. Am I right in my assumption? To my knowledge, you yourself have used such methods in the past, haven't you? Ta says, this is correct, as is your explanation. If the body of a material form of life would die through shock freezing, etc., or simply be abandoned by the spiritual form, then the spirit form would not return to the corresponding body again, but would enter the afterlife realm, from where it would then enter an absolute new body again for the purpose of reincarnation. Once a spirit form has left the body, it never returns to the body it has left, but without exception selects only a new body destined for the next life. Billy says, this also clarifies the stupid assertions of all those who say that they themselves or others have been clinically dead, seen the afterlife, etc., and then have returned to the deceased body and are revived again. Ta, this is nonsense if it is assumed that clinical death can be equated with actual death. The truth for such assertions is truly that the supposedly deceased were only in a state of false death, in which the spirit form remains in the body, while the material consciousness works underground, generating dreams, visions, etc. Apparent deaths are usually declared clinically dead by earthly physicians, but the whole body truthfully lives on only in a tremendously slowed down functional state, which earthly physicians are not yet able to determine. Then this is also clear, Billy says, for some time there has been talk that radio telephones are dangerous for humans because of the radio waves. Is this the case, or is it once again an attempt by certain elements to ruin the lives of radio telephone owners? I also have one in my car, as you know, which is why I want to be sure if it can damage my health. 135. Radio waves are indeed harmful to human health, as is the case with animals and plants. Strong radio transmitters can damage life forms of all kinds over very long distances, including mature trees and elephants and whales, if they are hit by the radio waves. In addition to the pollution of the environment of a known species, a certain radio wave interference plays a part in the so-called tree death, which is partly to blame, especially where the radio waves occur much more frequently or in a concentrated manner, such as at locations or within a range of strong radio wave transmitters, etc. In particular, the antennas of such transmitters or receivers are the most important factors in this respect, because they are the source of the destructive and damaging forces. This is a fact which also applies to electric current and thus to electrical installations such as transformers, lines, generators, and devices, as well as apparatus to a lesser or greater extent, which is why humans should not be in the direct vicinity of such technical achievements and should not live near them for long periods of time. The stronger the systems, etc., the greater the safety distance that must be calculated, which can be several kilometers for a power plant or a large transformer system, for example. Antennas for radio waves can, depending on the strength of the transmission or reception range, spread their damaging or even destructive effects hundreds of meters or even a few kilometers away through the vibrations that transport the dangerous forces within themselves. With life forms, and especially humans, are hit by these forces, they react just as much as animals and plants of all kinds. Among many other health-damaging manifestations, the consequences of being struck by these forces are tumors, such as cancer, abortions, cardiac arrhythmia, immunodeficiency symptoms, psycho-circulatory disturbances, damage to vision, as well as brain damage. This applies whenever strong forces are transmitted to life forms by electromagnetic oscillations, including in the case of radio telephones, where the transmission of forces via the antenna is not very far-reaching. So is the case with smaller devices. It is sufficient to keep the antenna approximately 16 centimeters away from the head in order not to be hit directly by the damaging forces. If antennas of radio telephones or radios, as well as TV sets, are brought into the direct area of the head and the brain organs warm up because the antenna forces penetrating from the outside produce a heat generation, which is not beneficial to the head and brain organs, but very harmful. The antenna of my radio telephone is mounted outside on the roof of the car, while I have an open microphone inside the car, through which I can speak without having to take the handset off the device. The same applies to the speaker, which is built into the device, that I don't have to take to my ear. That's very wise, because you won't be damaged by the whole apparatus. Billy says, the next question, to what extent are crystals or semi-precious stones or precious stones as well as minerals and ores, etc., useful for the human health promotion, etc.? Are even smaller pieces such as pendants and the like sufficient? Ta, certainly all materials exhibit vibrations, but these are so low in smaller objects that they are unable to produce a significant or recognizable effect in a health-promoting or consciousness-promoting form, neither in the shorter nor the long term. In addition, these materials as a whole have the property of being charged with the human negative vibration, which can only be removed by a very specific purification process. But not the earth people know. These materials can unfold useful positive forces to a sufficient extent if they are large enough, whereby you know the mass to my knowledge. Billy says, yes, they are known to me. Also, the very long times which are necessary for good effectiveness, and which are in no way in accordance with the charlataneries and the deceits which are practiced by crystal and minerals, as well as ore and gemstone applicators and talisman producers, etc. These swindlers and charlatans know and understand nothing about the fact that very often only the materials ground to a flour lead to certain successes when they are ingested. I think he's talking about, what's it called? It's a gold. Some people will ingest gold this way, and it's supposed to help the brain. Forget the exact term. Ta, this is unfortunately the truth. Another question, and this will probably be the last one we go over today. Billy, another question. Have there been any bases or stations of aliens on Venus or Mars during the last 1,000 years, or perhaps on Mercury or any other planet of the solar system, or perhaps the Earth Moon? Ta, except on Earth and on the Earth Moon, not know. Billy, and were these stations related to different extraterrestrials? Ta, 152 on Earth. They all came to us without exception. While on the Earth satellite, there were also four bases which went to space-traveling peoples which had no connection to us, but who had very little contact with Earthlings, which in no way refers to modern times. Aha, Billy says, but that reminds me, we were talking about your directives by which you are bound to contacts with certain life forms or life forms of certain stages of development in such a way that you are not allowed to come in direct contact with them. Nevertheless, you have made an attempt via me to contact the American government. How does this harmonize with your instructions? And we'll stop on the contact report 246 right there. I will read a little bit from the Mighty Thoughts, and I'm going to jump all the way back to page 30. Thoughts emerge not only from inner stimuli, rather also form themselves in the consciousness as the result of external perceptions, as a result of the external world of circumstances, as a result of which the inner world of thought comes about. And just as the thoughts which emerge from inside can be negative or positive, good or bad, or pleasant or unpleasant, it is also with the thoughts which are produced the perception of the world of external circumstances. Therefore, thoughts which come into being in the inside, as well as thoughts which arise as a result of external influences and external circumstances, are factors which are among the human being's greatest individual possessions. Namely, as a result of the thoughts which contain power and mind in themselves, he or she is able to master or destroy his life. Whether the thoughts are negative or neutral, positive, equalized, they always generate an effect which corresponds to them. And as a result, the human being always hauls in the return, which he or she draws as a gain out of his or her thinking, pain, suffering, grievances, burdening, vexation, worry, melancholy, affliction, tribulation, misfortune, strain, and distress, and so forth, or joy, happiness, peace, harmony, well-being, pleasure, bliss, freedom from pain, gaiety, cheerfulness, liberation, elation, and love. If the human being follows his / her inner thoughts, hopes, desires, and wishes, then he or she gives his or her own domination free rein and thereby ultimately reaches their fulfillment and indeed in the external conditions of life as well as his or her inner in his or her psyche, morality, character, entire personality. This corresponds to the law of the growth of progress and to the law of adaptation of all things to each other, two laws which have their validity everywhere. I just like that passage. It's the only reason I read it. I think it says a lot there about how thoughts can be originating from internally within us or externally, and in either kind can be negative and damaging or neutral, positive, and very healthy. Anyway, you've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day.